Yeah, who do I have? What do you want?
Michael put a bottle of Barefoot Cabernet and one of the Sauvignon Blanc on Brown's desk.
We bottled the wine and want you to see it.
Brown picked up the bottle of red and looked it up and down. Then he did the same with the white.
This is what you asked for. There aren't any leaps or hills or rivers. It's a label she can read from 4 feet away. The logo is the same as the name. It's in plain English and easy to pronounce. It's a name she'll remember and a logo she won't forget.
Michael was proud of what they'd done, in the way of a student with a good report card. Barefoot was unique, interesting, and fit everything that Brown and the others said would sell. The wine, he knew, was terrific. The label was friendly and fun. What's not to love, he thought. Brown kept looking at the bottles. He didn't say anything. The silence was uncomfortable, but Michael sat quietly. Brown looked at the bottles again, but said nothing. Michael figured it was just Don Brown being Don Brown. Make everyone sweat.
So, Don, how many truckloads do you want?
Brown put the bottle down on his desk and looked at Michael like he was from Mars. Michael couldn't have gotten a worse look from Brown if he had clucked.
Are you crazy? I can't buy this. Nobody knows this brand. Nobody's ever seen or heard of Barefoot.
It's everything you asked for.
Yeah? So what? That doesn't matter. No one's gonna buy something they never heard of. You gotta advertise it. If you're willing to spend $1 million on TV ads, I'll buy it from you.
We don't have that kind of advertising budget.
In truth, they had no advertising budget. There wasn't $100 for ads.
Then you gotta go make a name for yourself. You gotta go sell it to every mom and pop store in every corner till everyone knows what Barefoot is.
Michael felt like he just got hit by a brick.
That'll take years.
Well, Julian, you better get started.